Good night, beautiful people. This is me, Chanel, and welcome to Within My Thoughts. I laugh because I just had a very interesting conversation that I'm actually going to talk about it with you guys because I have to let it out. You know, I have to get this off my chest. I don't really like sitting with stuff on my chest and stuff that bothers me because it keep me from sleeping. And one thing I refuse to let happen is let somebody stop me from sleeping. First, I want to say welcome to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in and giving your time and energy to hear me out and my random, necessary, and unnecessary thoughts. I'm very vocal. My vernacular skills are off the chain. Yes. but I just love to talk and just put my opinion out. What's wrong with that? Everybody have one. Why can I not share mine? Just a little info about me. Again, my name is Chanel. If you want to know any information about me, check me out on my Instagram. Renee is my alias. Renee Izmyalias. I'm going to spell that again. Renee Izmyalias. Renee is my alias. Fun fact about that, I really do use that name. But the thing is that I'm a really bad liar. So Renee is really my middle name. Don't tell nobody that I gave a little secret away. Anyway, I want to talk about relationships tonight. I just had a very interesting conversation. First of all, I'm single. I am single by choice, but I am moving into that era where I want to be with someone for a long time. I would be considered, I think, overly independent. I've heard people refer to independent females saying that you can be overly independent. And when I heard that, I kind of, I understood it because at that point, I realized, damn, maybe I'm overly independent. You know, I had my own car, made good money, paid my bills, and only needed a man to change my tires and service me when I needed to be serviced. So, I understood that concept. And as I get older and, been through some of the things that I've been through, I realized that that's whack. That's just dumb as hell, to have such a big ego because I have my apartment and because I have a nice ass car and because, I'm paying my bills, like material things, like it's materialistic and it's ridiculous. But it took for me to get a little older, to understand that, and material things, you get it, it's new, it's beautiful, and guess what? It's worn out and it's no good, and eventually you get rid of it. Like, for my old over independent females, it's not that serious. It's good to have your own back. It's good to be able to take care of yourself, of course. But don't let that stop you from getting the man of your dreams. Anyway, so yeah, I'm single and I'm currently seeing a guy. Well, we're just, hanging out or whatever. It's very brand new. I've known him less than a month. But I really like him. Like, something about his energy, I pick up people energy, y'all. Like, something about his energy is so attractive to me. Like, he doesn't even realize he makes me want to do better. But I'm not going to tell him that. I don't know. Should I tell him that? I don't know. I feel like right now I shouldn't tell him that. I don't want him to think that I'm coming on too strong or whatever. So I'm just going to play it by ear, take it one day at a time. And we're going to go from there, because he's got to want me as much as I want him. And so I won't say anything or I'll reciprocate the same action that I receive from him. But what led to tonight. So I'm single and there is other guys that I've spoken with, but here's the thing. I am not good at juggling men. I've smoked a lot of weed in my days. I call out the wrong names, I've talked in my sleep. Seriously, true story. Long time ago, of course, I was with my boyfriend at the time, and, you know, we was staying together or whatever. And in the middle of the night, he punches me hard in my back. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Why are you hitting me? I done called out a name. I done called out another man's name. Would you believe the other man's name was his brother's name? I said, what? I denied it. But how I'm going to deny something I did in my sleep? I ain't know I did that. So me sitting up here trying to juggle men, and I'm calling out a man name. And no, before you wonder, I did not have no dealings with this boy in no kind of way. Did I find him attractive? Yes. But in my conscious mind, no, I did not want to talk to him. So I don't know what happened. Maybe subconsciously it was a different story, but I can only control the voluntary part, not the involuntary. You know, my bad. I'm sorry. He never let me live that down. Anyway, so, you know, I'm talking to guys, and, you know, I don't do well with multiple people. I say one line from a conversation that I had with Joe and tell it to John, and John is like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, that wasn't you. I'm just not good. I will mess myself up. So in this case, you know, I'm talking to this guy now. I don't want to talk to anybody else, to be honest. And I think that's kind of a bad trait that I have. But I mean, I can't help it. I don't want to talk to no other guy. So the guy I was talking to before him, because I'm single, I can do what I want, not put myself out there, not opening up my legs, it's just conversation, not saying that they don't want me to. And I'm not saying I don't want to. I'm just saying I'm not doing nothing. I have been celibate since I got out of my last relationship. And that has been September. Since September of last year. Okay? So, the guy calls the first guy. Well, we're going to name the guy I'm talking to now. We're going to call him Team Lightbright. And we're going to call the other one Team Bum. Okay? So, Team Bum. Now, when I tried to talk to him and tried to get to know him, all he was concerned about was letting me feel his penis print on my leg. And I told him, sex is not on my mind. I do not lay down with anybody. But this is how he come. He's like, let me hug you, because he wants to feel my breast against his chest. And listen, it don't take much for me to realize this is not going to work. You seem very one-tracked mind. Okay, so boom. I stopped talking to him. Like, what am I going to keep trying for? I'm saying, let's go out. I'm like, you know, I'll come hang at your place. Do you want to come over here? I got nothing. I'm only going to give you a good 3 tries. 1, 2, 3, you're striked out. So then, boom, I meet Lightbright. I like Lightbright, okay? Again, his energy, his smile, the fact that I'm around him makes me want to do better. I don't know why, because we have so much to learn about each other. But that's just the vibe that I get, right? Okay. So, Team Bum. Now, this is just random. Mind you, the new year just passed, which, Happy New Year, everyone. I hope you all have a blessed and prosperous 2019. So the new year just passed. And I even text Team Bum, you know, Happy New Year. I was an hour and a half late, you know, 1:30 in the morning. And I'm glad he didn't respond, because it was because of the drinks. And who knows what would have happened, right? I'm not going to say what I wouldn't or would have done. Being, intoxicated, having fun with my family, bringing in the new year, It's probably the best thing he ever did was not respond back. So just moving forward, I am, like today, just today or whatever, it was just really random. I'm sitting up here and I was actually preparing for the podcast. Like, what am I going to talk about? Like, what areas I'm going to hit? And he calls me. No, I'm sorry. He texts me. Where you at? Now, mind you, I haven't talked to you in probably about a week and a half, if a week, because we had a little disagreement because he's like, you must have another man. I'm saying, no, I'm single. But I'm not going to tell him that I don't like to talk to multiple men at one time. I'm not going to give you my game, sir. No, sir. You're just going to get what it is. Get it how you live, because I gave you the rope. You decide not to take it. So now you're drowning. So he's like, where you at? I put a question mark. Where you at? I'm at home. I'm on my way home. I'm already at home. I'm sitting on my couch rubbing my feet. And he's like, I want a hug. And I sent the straight face emoji. Wow, okay. Then I won't bother you no more. And I'm just like, you got some nerve. Like, you got some nerve. He seems very, very argumentative. And I don't like to argue because I'm a true Gemini. I do not have two faces. I definitely do have two sides. And once you hit that switch on, it's very hard for me to cut off. So, with that being said, I do not get hit on. The only thing that can hit that switch on is somebody playing with my mother, my daughter, my money, or my man. I don't have a man. So, nobody's not going to play with my mom because my mom's not going to let nobody play with her. Nobody bet not play with my daughter and my money. No, thank you. But anyway, so, you know, he's like, he calls. So after I'm like, you know, where you at? I'm like, he's like, oh yeah. I said that he's like, I'm going to actually read the actual text messages. So he's like, where you at? Where you at? On my way home, why? I want a hug. I sent the straight face emoji. And he's like, wow, okay, I'll leave you alone. And I'm like, you got some nerve. Again, I had to keep my lie going. I'm driving almost home. I waited a good 30 minutes. I'm home. And so he calls twice, back to back. In that moment, I didn't want to talk. Like, why are you calling me? And so, whatever, again, it's still stressful. Like, he's stressing me out. It's crazy. He calls back twice, back to back, and I didn't answer until we finally got on the phone. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? You called? I'm like, you called me. Oh, because you didn't answer my phone calls and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, what's going on? You know, basically, how can I help you? You know, it's like, oh, because I wanted to come see you because I went rented a car. And in the process of him talking, his voice starts to escalate. And I'm like, this is not what we're doing. We're not doing this. Why are you talking? Why are you yelling? Why is your voice starting to get higher? Then he turned around and say, you know what I'm arguing for? Click. He hung up in my face. I died laughing. I was like, wow. I didn't even utter one word with a drop of sweat. And I said something as far as, why are you yelling? Why are you fussing? That makes you so mad that you hang up in my face? Whew. Definitely a red flag there. If communication is key, if you can't communicate the problem, if you can't sit here and as an adult express your feelings without getting in a hostile type of way, because the situation is very small, very, very small. It's not serious enough to be, I'm about to get my blood pressure up angry. It's just not that deep. So why hang up in my face? You're a grown man. You claim you're a grown man. But again, all you're trying to do is bang me anyway. You want to show me your tongue ring and you want to show me, you know, put your penis on my leg so I can feel it. First of all, let's talk about that tongue ring. Yeah, you got it. But on the right side of your mouth, you need to go get that tooth pull because, you know, it's a little bit rotten. Penis on my leg. I'm not a dog, so I don't understand the concept of why he's trying to put his penis on my leg. People are weird. People are just weird in this world. And sometimes I just have to ask, why is this happening? You know, I have to be like, why is this happening? This is crazy. But yeah, let's see. Who else am I conversing? I was conversing with another guy. But you know, he claimed his family member got killed, which is very possible, unfortunately, and he shut down. But then you come by my house, we standing outside because I have a daughter. So first of all, not know anybody walk through those doors. You cannot let every spirit or every energy in your house, all everybody not for you. And sometimes they just don't need to be in your space. So of course I don't let them in. I have a daughter. I'm very protective of her. I hear too many stories of, oh, the mama boyfriend. No, mama boyfriend ain't going to do nothing because I will rush him in the dark. But that's another topic, another time. Anyway, so he's got to stay outside. Basically, you want to talk, you want to come to my house 10 o'clock at night. 10 o'clock at night. Oh, I'm coming to see you. Oh, okay. You're going to come see me right outside. And that's why I kept him at outside. So it's cold outside. And I don't like to be cold. I like to be comfortable. And we sit in this car. He proceeds to see if I was going to, you know, basically give him a sexual act. And I'm like, oh, you want me to touch you? And I was like, so what you doing for me? Oh, you want me to touch you back? No, sir, I don't need you to touch me back. I don't need you to do nothing for me because I didn't ask you to come over here and do anything. What is wrong with these men? Look, let's just be clear. I am human and I am far from an angel. But what you're not going to do is play with me. So you're not going to come to my house and try to get any type of sexual act. When I want it, I'll call for it. Or you'll deliver it here. Until then, don't try to come and do that, especially when I'm not prepared. And then he came over here. I had just finished working out. I work out at home. My shirt was soaking wet. And yet you're going to sit here and tell me that you want to do something and, you know, play with my private parts. First of all, that's nasty. I'm sweaty. Now, unless you were sweaty and we just had that type of attraction going, we just like, no, let's do it while we're dirty, dingy, clean, and do it again, you know, something like that, then yeah, but no, I don't know you. I don't know if you dirty because you dirty or if you dirty at all. You know, you might not wash your behind, but yet you want, like, people don't be thinking, they just want, you want me to have sex with you and, you know, you don't know me. You don't even know me like that. You don't even know if I clean my behind properly. But yet you're so quick to want to get in person clothes. These men is something. These men is something. I hope Team Light Bright work. I really, really do. I know it's going to take some time. I know I have to take my time. I just want that to work because the vibe that I get from him. I just have never had anybody or been around someone that says, he makes me want to do better. He makes me want to try harder, you know? So, yeah, relationships, you guys, it sucks very much. What, you know, I would love to hear from you guys, messages, comments, questions, anything of that nature. I'm all in, all interested. Want to know what's up with you guys. What do you guys think about the relationships? What are your worst experiences? You know, what are your turn-ons and what are your turn-offs? What is something that'll make you say, I don't want to be bothered with this man. See how that boy hung up in my face tonight? He better not never call my phone no more. I was not disrespectful in any way. I was completely humble and everything. You hung up at my face like a little girl. Now, that's how I'm going to treat you. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Men are crazy, but love is not lost. You know, amongst all the craziness, amongst all the foolishness, I do really believe that real love still exists. And I look forward to the day that is actually into my life, you know, and come into my world. You know, my daughter is making 14 in about 2 weeks. Nobody wants to grow old alone, you know, and that's my thing. I currently work with the elderly and independent living. And let me tell you, these old people, I be trying to get them to get in a relationship with each other, because the ones that grew old alone are mean as a bull. Like, they are just mean as hell. And it's like, come on, you have to be happy you woke up. I am happy I woke up today. But your demeanor is something else. Like, you need to go on a date. And I don't want nothing. You know, it's just, they're just so bitter and angry and contrary. It's crazy. You know, and then for the ones that is doing something, they are just wild and uncut. So I'm like, oh, you know, I heard walked up on one of the men. He talking about the women. Now, he didn't even know I was standing there. And just the way he talked, they either mean and by themselves, or they just wilding. And when I say wilding, they are wilding. The only difference is that they're older, so they can't do too much. They do too much, they might hurt themselves and have to go to the doctor or something. Other than that, it's just, wow, I just cannot believe it. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, back to my point, don't nobody want to grow old alone. It's very, very lonely. It's, you know, again, I see a couple of men, you know, and as I talk about them, I, you know, have them envisioned in my head. They are alone. And because they're alone, they are very quiet, introverts. Nothing's wrong with being an introvert, but they don't have that person to kind of just get them out. Because they're such an introvert, they'll stay in their apartment and stuff like that. And when they're walking around the apartment complex, they are mean mugging. One of them, he grunts. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, nothing. I'm like, what was that noise? He's like, I'm breathing. I'm like, you grunt when you breathe? Sheesh. That's on a whole nother level. I don't know what that is. Can't call it. I done took a couple of medical classes. Maybe I didn't go to the right one to diagnose that. Okay, that's all I can say about that. But, yeah, don't give up on love, people. Love exists. It's a rare find. But you know what? We all are capable of finding it. You know, if that's what we want, then that's what we can have. I completely believe in the law of attraction. So you can definitely bring that to you. You know, if you're not familiar with the law of attraction, go ahead and, you know, check it out and see your thoughts on it. Yeah, so that's going to be it. Like, I really appreciate you guys, like, kind of tuning in tonight. You know, I'm going to try to end every podcast with a positive note. And, you know, I hope that this is the first, I'm going to speak this into existence. Even though it's probably just really a couple of people listening, I am going to be speaking to a broad, wide collection of people. We're going to talk, we're going to laugh, you know, my fuss, drop a little tear. It's okay. We're human. You have to release emotions. Okay. And you can't hold on to those emotions because they mess with your mental. Don't play with your mental. Your mental is something else completely different on its own. All right. So guess what, people? I really appreciate you people checking me out. Again, first of many. first of many. I got a lot to say, and I'm a little nervous because it's my first podcast, so any messed up, I probably say a lot, and I'm going to get better. Work with me, okay? Positive note for tonight, you know, don't worry. Worrying is like praying for things that you don't want. If you don't want it, don't worry about it. Put it in God's hands and leave it there. You guys have a blessed night. Goodbye.